Okay, Shavuot Tov, everybody. It's the beginning of Parashas Vayeshev. Who can think about those words Vayeshev Yaakov without thinking of the Devei Chazal cited by Rashi? Bikesh Yaakov Avinu Leshev B'Shalva after all of the traumas of Parashas Vayeshev, Chamais Adina, and the betrayal of Shimon and Levi, and the betrayal of Reuven, and the death of Rachel Imenu, and the death of Rivka Imenu. Yaakov just wants a little bit of peace, but Kafta Lav Rogzo Shal Yosef. One wonders, you know, how Yaakov could have ever survived. The Torah tells us that Yosef distinguished himself, Kiven Zekunim Hula, we quote the name of Unklus, Bar Chakim, the Rav used to like to say, I'll permit myself the Targum Unklus, right, call Tarosav Shalamad B'Shem Ve'Ever Masarla, as the Ramban develops that point also, right, that he was the Mishares, says the Ben Zekunim, but Yosef saw that he wasn't just a Misharis, but he was, Yaakov saw that he wasn't just a Misharis, but uniquely capable. There's a machlokas between Rashi and the Ramban, Vayave Yosef es dibasam ra'al avihem. Rashi says that Yosef was malshin, the Bnei Leah, that they were calling the Bnei Hashvachos avadim. The Ramban challenges that. He says, then why wouldn't the Bnei Hashvachos have defended them? So he says, rather they were, the Bnei Leah were jealous, and the Bnei Hashvachos were the targets of his Lashon Hara. The Sfarno says that really Yosef was kind of a genius, but a naive genius at the beginning of his life. Yosef was in a very particular way. It concerned the Chochmas Hamira. It concerned the act of being a shepherd, that Yosef HaTzadik was an expert and he was brilliant. And he would tell his father that his brothers didn't know what they were doing, that they were incompetent, and that Yosef should be put in charge, essentially, and that Yaakov went along with this. And this was a toast, right? To demonstrate his manhigos, to demonstrate that he was really the one that they should listen to. And the Sfarno says that Yosef was so bright, but he wasn't wise. And he quotes some Amir Chazal, that Eitzab Derad Kilomatsi, that you could have great wisdom at a young age, but you could get great intelligence at a young age, right? Whether it's technical intelligence or amassed knowledge, but wisdom to understand, as the Sfarno says, Maya Bachariso, that antagonizing people this way, pointing out to them that what is already obvious in a sense, Shimuna Chalom Azeh Asher Chalamti, anybody, you didn't need to be a Freudian analyst to understand what that dream meant. Hine Hashem Eshayareach V'Charasar Kol Chavim Mishtach Chavim Li. So to rub it in their face and to point out that I'm far more talented than you are. The kids know who the smartest kid in the class is, but Yosef felt the need to put this in their face, and Yaakov didn't. The Shita Sasforno sufficiently appreciate that just how deeply resented and painful it would be, right, that he would single out Yosef with the Ksonas Pasim, and as such, it was a very problematic, act on his part, as the Grand Shabbos writes about in Daf Yud, right, Olam Lo Yishan L'Adam Ben Ben Abanim, right, Bishvil, Shnei Sloim. And this Gagal Hadavar Yardav was in Mitzrayim, that Yaakov, Min Yosef the Ksonas Pasim. But again, for the sword, it was very deliberate. It wasn't just, oh, here's a nice shirt, right? It was meant to demonstrate his manhigas, Bechachma Samira, that he was supposed to, that Yaakov is doing this to buttress Yosef's standing so everybody would listen to him that much more. So from the Sforno's point of view, can it well understand, the animus that the brothers had, not only towards Yosef, but particular to what the Ksonas Pasim symbolized, right, in terms of his lording, his authority over his brothers. So here the critical point, I think, is the distinction between intelligence and wisdom. Intelligence Yosef had in abundance, Bar Chakim, Ben Zakunim, but wisdom to understand people, what you might call today emotional intelligence, this was something that Yosef certainly needed to develop.